Hey everybody, this is Mike Westerdahl with CriticalBench.com, and I have got Dan the Man, Dan Long of Suspension Revolution and Kill Mode Training Company on the line tonight, and we have been taking your questions in, and we are going to answer these tonight for you. Dan, thanks a lot for your time, and welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike. Thank you for being here, and thank you everybody for sending your questions in, and we're excited to get into it. So let's go right into everyone's questions and give these guys and these girls some feedbacks and get everybody fired up to send that fitness and also nutrition level to the next level. Let's get it done, Mike.
Awesome, man. Let's do it. And just for anybody out there who doesn't know, Dan and I live near each other here in the Tampa Bay area. Dan has actually trained me before, and we got a bunch of friends. Well, who do we meet through? Joel Marion initially, I think, is how we were introduced to each other.
Yep.
But
yep.
Good friends now, and we hang out and train together and stuff, so definitely great times to be on this call together. Let's just jump right into it, like you said. You got some questions on your end. I got some on my end. I'll just kind of read them off, and we'll just start handling these bad
boys. All right, man. All right.
All right, cool. So first one is from Kenneth and Tammy Johnson, and the question is it possible to burn fat and build muscle simultaneously? You want to start on that one?
Sure. Okay, obviously burning fat and building muscle simultaneously, you're going to do that regardless, and the reason why is because as you're working out and you're giving resistance onto the muscles, basically you take a caloric burn to actually be able to perform any exercise, so you're going to burn calories because it takes calories actually to be able to perform. It's called ATP, which is when you exert energy. So when that happens, you're going to get a simultaneously muscle burn, which then, depending on how hard it is that you're training, if it's for weights, if it's body weight, no matter what, you're going to build lean mass. The amount of lean mass that you build, obviously, as you know, Mike, the heavier you train, the more you'll tear the muscle, and it's longer recovery, which takes more caloric burn to actually be able to, you know, it repairs with lactic acid and the whole nine. So with body weight, it doesn't take as long. So, yes, you can burn fat and build muscle simultaneously. The amount that you will burn is all a matter of the intensity, the amount of short breaks. Is it metabolic, meaning are you working exercises back-to-back with short breaks and really getting that metabolic resistance and getting that burn really moving, which a lot of, obviously, with TRX, you could do, especially with some of my advanced training, because your breaks, if they're shortened, you're going to end up burning a lot more fat. And I've been known to actually, in some of my sessions, even with Joel Marion, anywhere from 700 calories to a half hour to up to like 1,450 in 50 minutes, which is crazy. But at the
yeah.
same time, he's building muscle because we're working tires, we're working sledgehammers. And what's happening? I mean, you're pounding the muscle. And the muscle has nothing more that it can do than to operate at what you're asking it to do. And then what ends up happening? You end up tearing the muscle fibers. And as long as your nutrition diet is great, you're repairing those fibers and you're building lean mass. So the answer to that question is absolutely. Mike, you want to hit on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can. And hormones definitely come into play and play a big part in this. I also want to define by simultaneously, when people say that, it's not happening at the exact moment in time, but over a period of time, this does happen. I mean, your body goes in a state of breaking down when you're training, and then it repairs when you're resting and when you're eating. That's when it's repairing. So through these two stages over a period of time, yes, you can definitely build muscle and lose body fat. May not happen in the exact moment in time, but over a period of time, a month or 2 months or whatever your training cycle is, you'll definitely come out with the end result. And one point to bring up, I think a lot of people might forget this. I think we all learned it at the beginning when we first trained, is that when you add lean muscle mass to your body by doing any kind of resistance training, when you're breaking the muscle down and you're building it back up, you're actually increasing your metabolism. What that means is when you're not training, when you're just at rest or you're watching TV or just doing anything, your body, because it has more muscle mass, is going to be burning more calories than somebody else who has a higher body fat percentage. So you can be burning the fat and building muscle, which just speeds your metabolism up more and helps you with the fat burning. So it's definitely possible to do both. Now, if you have an extreme amount of weight to lose or you really want to bulk up, and you might want to pursue each of those goals individually. But when I think of building muscle and burning fat together in the same program, I think of like getting ripped. You're talking about tuning up your body. You're talking shedding some fat and just getting shredded. You're not talking trying to gain like 30 pounds and lose like 40 pounds of fat all at once. So I think we beat
exactly.
that one to death with a stick here. You got one you want to throw out there?
Well, you know, I wanted to basically also add to that. You know, I think maybe with this question also from Kenneth and Tammy is that maybe they're thinking about, you know, trying to get ripped, Mike, like you were saying, and then also building muscle at the same time. And obviously, if you're not eating a lot of calories, it's harder to build muscle because you don't really give the muscle what it needs to be able to actually build, because calories is really what packs on, you know, the muscle building phase and high protein. And so, you know, burning fat, yes, you can and build that muscle. But I just want to make sure that they know that if you are eating a very, very lean diet, there is no doubt that building muscle is a lot harder than it is if you're doing a high caloric diet. So maybe I hope we got that answer, you know, to them and plus more, so that if someone's out there trying to build that muscle, it can be done and you can burn fat at the same time. But if you're eating very, very lean, it's going to be a lot harder to build muscle. It'll be easier just to do, like, you know, tone and rips. But as far as, like, putting mass on, a ton of mass is going to be hard without a lot of calories, as we all know. So,
right.
Yes, I do have a question from, let's see here. I've got Mark Hall, and Mark says, Dan, I see many gyms with TRX suspension straps mounted and hanging on the wall, but in your videos, you have an open overhead anchor point, so that one can use the area in the front and behind the straps. It appears that the overhead anchor point would be the best way to go if it can be set up that way. But what are the advantages and disadvantages to using the straps with the wall mounts over the open overhead anchor point? Okay, so this one's directed obviously at me here, Mike, so I'm going to go ahead and answer this one.
You
so,
lost me there.
Yeah, the strap, okay, I get this question a lot, so it's great that you're asking this question, Mark. The strap, when it's hanging off the wall, what ends up happening is obviously there's a wall in front of you, and when you're trying to do any of the exercises that I put in the Suspension Revolution program, where I'm actually making the exercises harder, so I'm asking you to go behind the anchor point, you're absolutely right. If you're anchoring a TRX from an anchor point that is off of a wall, you will not be able to perform those exercises at that level, meaning you would not be able to go behind the anchor point because the wall is in your way. So ideally, when you hang TRX straps from an anchor point, it would be very ideal if you can. Some places don't allow you to do this because there's not enough room inside the facility or your home. But and even if you're in a hotel room and you anchor it off of a door and you have a door anchor, obviously there's a door in front of you. So you wouldn't be able to do exercises past the anchor point, meaning moving forward. But if you're anchoring it and you have a choice, I would highly recommend to anchor it so that you at least have anywhere from about 8 inches to about, I'd say, a foot or so, maybe a little more than that, past the anchor point, meaning if I was standing right underneath my anchor point, it would be about 12 inches to the front. So meaning the front would be, if there was a wall in front of me, it would be that way. So that way, if I'm in a reverse plank position, and if I'm in a reverse plank, my heels are in the foot cradles, in order to move forward facing the anchor point, there couldn't be a wall in front of me. So, you know, if you have a choice, I would say definitely hang the TRX in an area that you have the flexibility and the capability to be able to walk back and forth under the anchor point. If it has to be off the wall, unfortunately, there's no way around it. It does give you limitations. You'll still be able to perform all the exercises, but some of the difficulties that I put in some of the advanced programs will actually be a challenge because you have a wall in front of you, and that's one of the unfortunate things of mounting it off the wall, but you still can perform those exercises. So, Mark, I hope that answers your question for you and gives you the kind of direction you need to go as far as mounting. I hope you have the capability to actually bring out the strap like you've seen in my videos, like you had actually said in this question, and give yourself a range of motion where you have at least 12 inches or so past the anchor point, and then mount it so that you can actually be able to move to the front and back of your anchor point. Got a question there, Mike?
Boom. Yeah, I got one. This one's coming in from Scott Duro. He is 49 years old, and his question, is it too late for me to start weight training? Scott, it's definitely not too late. It is time for you to start weight training. There should be no age. Age is a matter of your mind. And think about it this way. Life is movement. When you stop moving, you die. The older we get, the less mobility we have. It's hard to look, to turn and to move and start hunching over and walk in with smaller steps. Training and with weights is what's going to, it's going to increase the density of your bones. It's going to give you mobility again so that you can like live life to the fullest and play with your kids or grandkids. And it's going to keep you moving, and you can start at any age. And if you haven't been training, this is the best time for you to start. It's going to give you more energy in life. Anything you want to add to that, Dan?
Yeah, Scott, you know what? My question to you back, if you asked me that question, would be, do you want to feel younger? Do you want to feel 49? Or do you want to feel like you're maybe 25? I'm 40, and I think if you've seen some of my videos and some of the things that I do, I don't feel 40 at all. I feel 21. So my answer to that would be, it's never too late. Just like Mike says, it's never too late to start training. This reminds me kind of some of the clients that I've had over the years where they've come to me in their 50s, you know, in their late 40s, and there's been many exercises they've never even been introduced to. You are missing so much in life. And I promise you, and I know, Mike, you would back me up on this. Boy, I tell you what, being 49 years old, you are young. You are not old. You are not too old to get started. And there is nothing less than being able to get a training session in, get all the endorphins moving, getting fired up, getting excited about getting a training session in, to the point that I tell you, your energy level is going to go up, your health is going to get better, you're going to feel a lot better, you're going to look in the mirror, you're going to feel a lot more motivated, and you're going to, and you know what, it's going to affect everything in your life, from business to family to your own persona to mindset. So it's never too late. So I'm going to leave it with this, Scott. You need to get fired up. You need to get started, and you need to definitely send a message back to us, letting us know that you do exactly that. Because I think Mike and us both want you to start immediately, and I would love to hear. And Mike, also, you know, let us know how you're doing, Scott. Because if anything, it's never too late, and it's time to start right now.
And if you're waiting for someone to give you permission, you have our permission, and we encourage you to do it.
Boom, just like that.
All right, let's move on. We got Dale Perinaud says, how often can you train with TRX? 2 to 3 times a week, ?
All right, this is a great question. You know, I get this one a lot too. You can train with TRX as many times as your body will allow. Now, some people, let me say this too, Dale. If you're training beginner, you could probably do a whole lot more than if you were training advanced, because some of the advanced workouts, especially some of the ones I got in my program, I will tell you, you will feel it for days. Now, you would not be able to do an advanced program back to back unless you were like the ultimate badass, okay? And I will tell you that there are some extreme exercises that you can do for TRX that'll take it out of you. So, you know, it's all according to how much intensity you give, how hard the exercises are. But I can tell you that over the years, I have had people do TRX 5 and 6 times a week. And those are anywhere from beginner to intermediate classes and sessions, to some people that just do it once or twice. So how often can you train with TRX? 2 to 3 times a week? Yes, you can train with it 2 to 3 times a week. But you can also train with it more as long as your body allows it. Now, I always tell everybody, listen to your body. If something's telling you that it just seems like it's too much that day, then take a break. You know, I don't recommend people training 6 and 7 times a week. You should take 2 days off and give your body a rest. Although when you're really young, you're very eager and you want results and you think that training more is going to give you more results, so you'll do that. Well, unless you're a professional athlete and you're getting paid mega bucks and you're being driven really, really hard, it's just not something that's necessary. So I would say, you know, there is no limit on the amount that you can train, except for the limit is what your body tells you, okay? So listen to your body. Yes, you can train 2 to 3 times, but you could also train 5 times a week with suspension training and still get by as long as your body will allow you to. So it is all a matter of your mind and your body on how much you can train with TRX. And again, I've had people, again, 1 or 2 times a week, and then I've had, because they like to do other things too. So let's say you might want to hit some weights. Maybe, you know what, you like to do a spin class, or, you know, maybe your thing is you do a Zumba class. Who knows? Whatever it is you do, you want to incorporate it in. Well, maybe you're doing a couple TRX sessions a week, and then maybe you're doing a couple of those a week. So intertwine it, whatever's good. If you only do TRX, you can actually train TRX every day if you wanted to, but I recommend no more than 5. And yes, you can train 2 to 3 times a week. So there you go, Dale.
Cool. Just to expand on that, if you're doing 2 to 3 intense workouts for you, now this is different per person. What's intense for someone else might not be for you. But for you, if it's a tough workout, 2 to 3 times a week of that kind of intensity, and let's say you still want to go to the gym and you still want to do TRX 2 more days a week, like Dan said, make those a lot easier days with different kinds. Mix it up. Don't do the same routine each of the 5 days of the week. So you can have 2 to 3 tough workouts and then 2 easier ones. That way you're still getting the blood moving, some active recovery, still getting some conditioning in there, but definitely vary them. Cool.
Exactly. All right. I got a question here, Mike. I'll throw in there. Let's see. I got a question from Jeff Sinclair. What is your suggestions for getting a TRX boot camp started? All right, so my suggestions for getting a TRX boot camp started would be, one, I would check your local area to see if there's any TRX competition around you, if there's anyone who's doing it. That way you can see what you're up against. When I say that, there's personal training obviously going on everywhere. Well, suspension training can go on everywhere also, but it's good to know in your area what's happening. Don't worry too much about it. Just know what's going on, because obviously you want to check the rates and check what everyone's charging, and then also you want to deliver an amazing experience. So the TRX boot camp, I guess that, Jeff, you're saying basically you want to do a boot camp with just TRX, and that's awesome. We actually do a boot camp right now in the Powerhouse Gym downtown Tampa, and what we do is we split the class in half. So something that's really cool is people love the boot camp style training, which is obviously dumbbells, you know, sandbags, using prowlers, ropes, you know, resistance bands, a little bit of everything, kettlebells. Well, the nice thing is that if you do a TRX boot camp and get started, you want to first find a location that is not too big. I would suggest nothing more than like a 1,500 to 2,000 square foot facility. If you're doing a standalone, if you're just getting into a plaza, that's perfectly fine too. Obviously, I have a close friend of mine and also one of my partners. His name is Bedros Killian. He owns and runs over 200 and I think it's 40 Fit Body boot camps, and TRX is actually in those boot camps. And if you want to look that up, Fit Body Boot Camp, I personally know him, and you're more than welcome to reach out to me, and I can get you hooked up with that also. But he runs a franchise, and the TRX boot camp is awesome. And to get started, you're going to need a facility. One, I don't know if you're in a gym. I don't know if you're in your own private facility. But if you're in your own private, I suggest nothing more than a 1,500 to 2,000 square foot facility, because the amount you're going to charge and the amount of overhead that you're going to have to pay, you don't want anything bigger than that, because you want to make money, okay? As far as the TRX itself, you need to contact TRX. Go ahead and go through one of their courses. It costs like $299. And basically make sure you're very familiar with the TRX apparatus. I would recommend to you to buy my Suspension Revolution program. It has 191 exercises in it with 27 intense workouts. You have enough in there, I promise you, that will last you years and years and years. It is a ton of information in there that you can use in your boot camp. So get familiar with TRX. Find a location. Find out what's going on in your area as far as being familiar with what's happening with TRX. And then also, you want to build workouts and you want to make it fun. You can intertwine it, again, with all those other things that I talked about, like kettlebells and ropes and all these different things that you can add in because you said boot camp. And a boot camp style, most people are used to those other things also, but TRX now has become part of boot camps. And, again, we're doing it right here at the Downtown Powerhouse, and I can tell you, we don't just do TRX. We do a little bit of everything, but we do focus on about, I'd say about at an hour and 15 minutes, we focus about 30 minutes alone, if not 45, just on TRX because it works so well and it sheds calories like you wouldn't believe. The other suggestions would be to remember this. This is what made me very successful, okay? One, apply an experience that is better than every single person on this planet. If you don't apply an experience like Disney World, then you won't be the best, okay? And you won't have a ton of clients. The second thing is you need to make sure that every individual person is also, they're looked at like every single person's the only person. Take care of every single one of them like they're the only one. I mean, that was part of my success. And then, you know, at the same time, you know, let your passion shine. Get into that boot camp. Let your passion shine. You know, if this is a job, you won't be successful. But if it's your passion, you will blow up and you will have tons of people banging on your door because you're delivering an experience you can't get from anywhere else. You're making sure you're taking care of every individual like they're the only individual. And at the same time, apply some amazing training that gets results. So there are some good suggestions to get you started. If you also want Jeff, Kilmo Training Company is the name of my training company. You can reach out to me on Facebook, and you can actually, you know, reach out to me and message me if you have any more questions, and I'll be happy to steer you in the right direction because there's no doubt that having a cutting-edge, awesome boot camp with TRX in it, you will be very successful. No matter where you're at and no matter what anyone's charging, just focus on your boot camp and make sure it's better than everybody else. You'll be very successful in each individual. So there you go, Jeff. You got anything to add to that, Mike?
I might just add a couple things. I'm going to assume that you have the passion and you love doing this, and that'll be a given. So next thing, like Dan mentioned, is securing some kind of location. Now, I know several guys that started off training at parks and in the public just having all the equipment they needed in the back of their cars. That's definitely like a free way to start to get going. After that, you got to find some kind of location. So if you don't have the money or your own location, or you're not ready to like take on a lease for yourself yet, next thing you could do is go try to find some smaller private gyms. I'm not talking like huge like franchises. Instead, find these smaller places like CrossFit style warehouse gyms. And what you can do sometimes is you can pay them rent and you'll be able to use their facility for your class times. So that's another thing you could do to save on some overhead. That's a great way. And then as far as getting the people and getting the clients, a great way to reach people nowadays is through Facebook, and you can do some advertising just locally to your own area using Facebook.
Absolutely. And one more suggestion, Jeff, like Mike was just saying about the parks and stuff. You know, the one reason why I'm telling you more or less to try to find a facility is because more and more I'm hearing from people from all over the world that basically they're really like locking down areas to the point they don't want boot camps out in people's parks anymore, people's property anymore. It's unfortunate, but it's kind of being ran out, and that's one of the reasons why Fit Body Boot Camp started like it did. And they used to use gymnasiums, but now they're even being ran out of gymnasiums because now the gymnasiums are doing it themselves. So, you know, like he said, the CrossFit places would be a great place if you're just getting started. But at the same time, you know, as far as driving traffic and getting people into you, if you can find an in-house marketing system, meaning like a gymnasium or a CrossFit facility or any kind of training facility like we have Powerhouse, that's like a huge marketing tool for you that you could utilize to actually help you get more clients into your facility and definitely be able to benefit by having a lot of people that are around you. And it also gives you a platform for people to see what you have to offer. So hope we gave you a lot of great suggestions there, Jeff. But again, reach out to me on Facebook at Killmo Training Company if you decide you need any more questions. I'd be more than happy to answer more deeply into that for you.
All right, cool. Next one I got is from Archie Matthew Dean Fellows. I don't know if that's one name or two, but here's the question. I do heavy full-body workouts. My body is usually feeling recovered and ready to go when I hit the weights again the next morning. Is this something sustainable, or is it actually hindering my progress? All right, first thing I'm wondering is when you say heavy full-body workouts, are we talking heavy weights that you're lifting for your full body and then doing that every single day? That's probably not a good idea. And if you're feeling fully recovered and ready to go the next day, I doubt that it's really that heavy of a workout the day before. So I don't think that is something sustainable if you actually are going really heavy. But this kind of plays into the question we answered earlier about the 2 to 3 training times a week. I would say if you are lifting heavy weights, you would want to do that 2 to 3 times a week. And then during those other 2 days of the week that you're training, that's when you would want to go a little bit lighter and do more conditioning or cardio type weight training where you have less rest periods. So this is going to depend on what kind of heavy full body workouts you're doing.
Right. And let me add to that, you know, I think in this second part of the sentence here, that's the question. It says, my body is usually feeling recovered and ready to go when I hit the weights again the next morning. Well, Archie, I can tell you this. If your body says that you can go and you can train heavy full-body workouts, and it's telling you that you have the capability to do that, I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way if your body was telling you that you didn't have the energy to perform those exercises, you would be able to do it. So I would say, you know, doing heavy full-body workouts, which, again, like Mike was saying, I would kind of question what that means for what it is that you're doing. But if your body says you can do it and you can hit the weights again and you have tons of energy to be able to execute, you get it done. But if your body's telling you that it's tired and it doesn't seem like it has the energy to be able to perform like you asked to do the day before or the day before that, then you need to listen to your body, because you're going to end up not hindering your progress, but you're going to end up hindering your progress by probably an injury. And that's one of the problems, is a lot of times people's minds are a lot stronger than their body. And the body will remind you quick by either, you know, a joint somehow aching, or, you know, a pulled muscle, or, you know, there's worst case scenarios where people tear things. I mean, I've seen a lot of injuries. I'm sure you have too, Mike. And, you know, if you can do it, do it. But if your body's telling you and you have a question in your mind that you're going to be able to get through that exercise program for that day, I would second guess it. And definitely, depending on your age, I would definitely also say to yourself, all right, what am I asking myself to do today? What am I asking my body to be able to execute today? And then say to yourself, all right, do I feel great? Is it just a bad day, or do I feel like right now my body is really sore and the lactic acid's really built up, and, you know, I didn't really eat a great meal last night, so I'm like really feeling wore out. That will hinder your progress, because you very much so risk an injury. But again, you know, here it says here that you can execute because you feel recovered. Well, if you feel recovered, you go for it. But if you don't feel recovered and your body's talking to you, you need to listen to it.
True. And if you want to, try going even heavier on those days and then see if you need a break and go every other day.
Exactly.
But it sounds like for now it's going good, but you got to listen to your body and figure out exactly what you mean by heavy. Full-blown heavy 5 times a week. You don't see many guys doing that. If you're talking like barbell lifting with heavy weights meaning you're doing like low repetitions with heavy weight, like less than 5 reps, you can't do that every single day. But if you're talking really pushing yourself with body weight or doing high reps and really intense workouts, then yeah, it's possible to keep going multiple days in a row, but eventually it's going to catch up with you and you got to listen.
Yeah.
Like the last 2 weeks, I just trained.
That's happened to both of us, Mike. You know that.
Yeah, I've gone last 2 weeks, 6 days a week, and they've been like circuit training, conditioning type, you know, trying to just burn fat and get my heart rate going. And, you know, eventually it catches up with you. I'm probably going to train a day less next week. So the longer you're training and the better you've been doing this, you're going to be able to know your body. So I don't know how long you've been training, but, you know, you get that passion for, and you just want to keep going, and you just want to keep hitting it, and you think, you know, if you miss a workout, you're going to fall behind, but it's kind of wrong thinking. You got to rest to grow, and you take that time off once in a while when you need it.
Right. So, Archie, the only thing I would say that's hindering your progress is if you are pushing yourself to a point that your body's talking to you. Like, I remember days when I used to train so hard with heavy weights, and I literally could not move my arms, or I could not even put shampoo in my hair and be able to shampoo my hair without my bicep locking up. I can remember those days. And was that the right way to train? Probably not. And thank God I didn't injure majorly, you know, some of the more like common muscle groups, like the pec muscles and the bicep muscles, and the people who have to have surgery for all those things. I mean, I have torn some muscles in my day on like my shoulders, and I've separated my clavicle. So it's just very important for you to listen to your body and just listen to Mike and I, because I'm telling you, we've got so many years of training in it. So, you know, definitely do it if you can, but listen to your body. It's very simple. Got another question, Mike?
Sure. Let's go with Bruce McLaughlin. What are the best back exercises with suspension equipment?
All right. Back exercises. Let's talk about some back exercises. Okay. One of my favorites is the power pull. And if you don't know what exercises I'm talking about here, hopefully you have my Suspension Revolution program. If you don't, you can actually go on to YouTube, and you can actually YouTube that, and you can see how those exercises are performed. But anyways, the power pull is an amazing exercise for the back. And you're going to have to look these exercises up, because obviously I can't demonstrate it here on a phone call. The other exercise I would highly recommend that not a lot of people do, that engages the posterior deltoid and also the upper back muscles, and it's very excellent for especially people who throw, like, say, a football, volleyball, baseball, any type of movements where you're throwing your arm forward. It really strengthens those muscles all up for you. Would actually be a reverse row where your thumbs are facing straight down as you're holding the handles on the TRX, and you're bringing them straight in next to the ears, and then you're rowing it right back out. So, you know, you would stand in a position, a plank position on your body, and then basically you're going to turn your handle straight down with your thumbs straight down. This is in my Suspension Revolution program. And you're going to move the hands right back into the side by the ears as close as possible. Now, I will tell you this. If you have a lot of muscle on your body, which I know a lot of people see my pictures. I mean, I'm not a small guy. I'm not a big guy. But, you know, I'm, you know, normally anywhere from about 215 to 224 pounds, and I've got a pretty broad shoulder base. When you use that exercise, it's going to challenge your flexibility. It's one of the reasons why I love that back exercise, is because most people who do have a lot of muscle, and then some that don't even have a lot of muscle, that don't have a lot of flexibility, it will force you to get flexibility that you did not have. So that's an excellent one. So I'll give you three. That's a favorite of mine that not a lot of people use the TRX for that you could utilize. So the power pull, the reverse row, okay? And then the other back exercise would be actually under your anchor point. So you would raise your straps all the way up, put it in single hand mode, and then from there, you would be under the anchor point, then you would pull your row into the side of your ribs with your feet separated so that you're doing an entire row under the anchor point, which is using pretty much about 50 to 60% of your own body weight. That's also another amazing exercise, and it's awesome because it isolates one arm at a time instead of using two, where you can actually cheat a little bit, because if one's stronger than the other, you're actually going to compensate on one side. So by utilizing and doing just one single hand mode under the anchor point, it's going to actually give you the same challenge on both arms, so you can develop your back muscles evenly and not just focus on one side by cheating, or, you know, getting a little bit less on one side because you're right-handed and you're stronger in your right hand like me. You definitely would pull more on the right hand. So that's another great exercise. So you got one, the TRX power pull, and you could use a dumbbell with that also. Two would be the reverse delt row, and then three would be a single arm row under the anchor point. So, Bruce, get those exercises and get them fired up, and I want to hear how you're doing with those exercises, because those are three awesome back exercises that are going to rip you up.
Yeah, man, I just want to add, too, you can definitely isolate body parts with TRX, but the awesome thing about TRX is a lot of these movements, you're using all your muscles, so everything has to be tight when you're training with this. So you're getting a back workout, whether it's directly or indirectly, every single workout. Hey, Dan, I wanted to ask you, too, one of the trainers with you at Kill Mode who's really good at TRX, too, Forbes, I've seen a video of him doing lawnmower pulls. I don't even know what muscle that's training. It's like so much stuff going on in that movement. Does that one hit the back, too, or what?
Yeah, that's an awesome one. You know, he's very innovative. Also, Coach Forbes is my partner, for everyone knows out there, for Kill Mode Training Company, and I can tell you that he's been with me for years, and he's learned so much suspension training, and also has taken some of the suspension training to an all new level also. And the beautiful thing about the lawnmower pulls that he does, I mean, you know, the beautiful thing, Mike, about that exercise. And you know, everyone can go on YouTube on criticalbench.com and check out that exercise, because Mike's got it up there. You know, you're engaging so many different muscles on accident only because suspension training does not allow you to just isolate one muscle to a point where you think that you cannot engage your core. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to engage your core during every single exercise, because that's what suspension training does. So you're engaging Mike in that exercise that he's doing. I mean, man, you're talking at least five muscle groups, because you've got biceps, you've got shoulders, you've got forearms, you've got back muscles, you know, you've got core trunk muscles, you've got all kinds of muscles going. And that's why I always preach to everybody, you know, you want to work 600 plus muscles, get into suspension training, because there's no doubt when we talk about these exercises, like the back exercises that Bruce was asking about, you're getting more than just the back. So, I know I'm naming these exercises off, but the power pull, do a power pull. You're engaging quads, glutes, calves. You're engaging core muscles. You're engaging forearms. Because forearms, you got a whole lot of TRX. Your forearms engaged. You're engaging biceps. You're engaging so many different muscles all at one time. Suspension training is the bomb, dude.
Dude, I compared it to swimming, because I didn't have any experience with TRX till I started training with Dan, and I remember the next day feeling sore, and I was like, I didn't even know I had these muscles. I don't know if anybody's done some serious swimming when you haven't gone swimming in a long time, and then you wake up the next day and you're sore all over your back where you didn't even know there were muscles you could train. Well, it feels like that if you're not used to it. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
But if you want to see those lawnmower pull exercise, actually, it's really hard to explain, but he's kind of like sitting back like he's going to do an inverted row, and then he twists up with his elbow. But on the Critical Bench YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/criticalbench. You could type in lawnmower pulls in the search bar, and you can see a demonstration of that video, too. Cool. You got another question, Dan?
No, I'm good on my end, so we'll just keep moving with these other questions that we have here.
All right, cool. Yeah, we've been on for almost an hour now, so let's grab one more here. Let's see. Here's a really long one from Tim Hillman, so let's give this one some attention. All right, I'm just going to read this out loud, and then we'll figure it out. All right, I am looking to build muscle while losing heavy weight. I was 118 kilograms, 34.6 body fat in 2012. Now I'm 113 kilograms, down to 29.6% body fat. All right, so we dropped 5% body fat. I have noticeable muscle growth. My diet consists of 6 days on diet, 5 meals a day. It takes 40% carbs, 40% protein, 20% good fats. I have a cheat night on Saturday night where I eat one meal of what I want, how much I want. I'm also doing a six-week program where I train 6 days a week, 20 to 30 minutes of cardio, two body parts per session, the same routine for 2 weeks, and then he changes it and re-begin every 6 weeks. Am I doing it right? And do you have any advice on weight loss while building muscle? Thanks. I receive your emails all the time. Very useful.
Nice.
All right. First things first. As far as doing things right, I want to reiterate this. People ask me all the time, Mike, what is the best training program to do? And instead of naming the different programs and saying this one burns the most calories or this is the most effective muscle building thing, you know what works the best? What works the best is what gets you motivated to actually work out. If it's something you like doing and you're doing it and you're having fun and you show up every day and can't wait to do it, guess what? That's the best program for you. I could tell you that maybe some other thing is better for you and you should be doing that workout, but you don't want to. That's not the best workout for you. So it sounds like you're making some progress here. October 2012, so what are we talking, like 8 months, losing like 5% body fat, but you also have a goal at the same time of building muscle, which you say you're doing. I mean, right off the bat here, I think you're doing pretty good here. If it's not broken and you're having fun and you're getting results, you know, we can do some tweaks and maybe make some suggestions, but I'd keep going with it for now. What do you think, Dan?
Yep, I would say the same thing. The best program is the program that fits you best, just like Mike said. And that's the one that makes you get up in the morning and you start your day, and that's the one that you know that you can go execute and have fun doing it. Because let's just face it, if you're not having fun, you ain't going to do it. And if you're not going to do it, then that exercise program sucks. Because if you can't go out and get it done, then you need to figure out which one you can. You know, great job on losing 5% body fat, because you know what? You didn't go up. You went down, which is great. Tim, I can tell you that at 29.6% body fat, you know, the average for a man, okay, is 14. So you got some work to do, okay? Average for a woman is 22%. Average for a man is 14%. So we definitely got to get that down. If you feel like the exercise program and the diets that you're doing, first off, diets, they are a diet. And, you know, a way of life is a way of living and a way of training and also a way of nutrition that you can get by 7 days a week, every single day of the year, to a point where you feel like you still get your cheat when you want, but at the same time, you're compensating and you're not just taking, but you're giving. So training 6 days a week, 20 to 30 minutes of cardio. God, don't ask me about cardio, because I will tell you that I think cardio is lame. I think it's probably one of the worst things in the entire world. I don't think that you get results from cardio. It is shown and it has scientifically been proven, not only just with scientists, but also in my training company, that the whole 20 to 30 minutes of cardio business, you know, last time I saw somebody on a cardio machine, they looked the same they did a year ago. And cardio is old news. I think at my recommendation, I would say to you, get out of the cardio scenario and do more high-intense workouts where, you know, it doesn't have to be with weight. It could just be high, more intensity. You know, Mike and I have trained together many times, and we have definitely turned a lot of heads by doing less breaks, higher intense exercises, and burning freaking amazing amounts of calories. So, you know, the cardio business, I don't approve of just doing cardio, because I just think it's lame, it's boring, and you know what, the last time I ever did cardio, which was freaking 1988 probably, the last time I ever seen that whole situation, and you get up there and you start doing it, what ends up happening? You're bored. You're sitting there, it's the same thing all the time. Try getting on that same machine or elliptical or treadmill or whatever it is you're doing, and do an interval, which would be every single time you do some of the exercise, basically what you're going to do is you do 2 minutes at like a level, your level three intensity, and then do 2 minutes of a level 9 or 10 intensity, and then you go back to a level three, and you do that for 4 rounds. Try that. That's an interval training with more of, you know, intensity, where you're going to burn more calories, and it's also fun because it's challenging the mind. You know, say you're working two body parts a session. I remember the days I used to do that with TRX. I worked a ton of, you know, muscles, but, you know, at the same time, it's body weight. If you're using weights and you're doing two body parts, that's okay. But, you know, are you looking for a high caloric burn? Because if you are, you need to be doing two body parts with lesser weight and doing higher reps. I don't know how you're training exactly as far as that goes, but, you know, that's a recommendation to you. And I'm just trying to give you more results quick and definitely help you get to where you want to go. It says here, you know, that you're building muscle with while losing heavy weight. It sounds to me like, you know, obviously, you know, you're not where you want to be just yet, and you definitely have some more to go because I can tell by the body percentage of fat. And then, you know, it says that basically 2 weeks and then you swap every 2 weeks, the same routine. Mike, what do you think about that? As far as routines go, how often do you think someone should switch their routine?
I mean, for my routines, I get on like a program that lasts, I like to go 8 to 12 weeks on a program, but the program has change built into it where, you know, every third week, it, you know, you go lighter and it exercises change. So, I mean, I think it's okay changing every 2 weeks. You definitely want to be at least changing your rep schemes or some exercises, swapping out, but every couple months, I like to change it up a lot more.
Right,
but,
and keep it interesting.
I'm actually looking at this nutrient breakdown, and, I mean, you're losing body fat on this, so this is good, but if you wanted to adjust it a little more, you could. You're going 40 carbs, 40 protein, 20 fat. You could try 30% carbs, 40% protein, 30% fats. Just get a little less carbs. And also the carb timing. I mean, see if you get most of your carbs in during the first half of the day when you're more active and you're getting your workouts in, and then taper those down towards dinner time. I pretty much just have meat and vegetables for dinner and don't eat any more carbs after dinner. But it doesn't mean I don't eat carbs, because I'll have like berries in the morning with the Greek yogurt and stuff, and salads or turkey sandwiches for lunch. So, you know, you can definitely still get these carbs. You need the carbs for the energy, but if you want to cut those down in the evening, that should help you out a lot. Now, you also mentioned losing heavy weight. So you're doing this two body parts a session, which we talked about, and that's cool, and there's definitely, you can get results that way, but something you might want to consider is if you're, try some full body workouts instead. And if you do that, or where you're doing bigger movements that are using more muscles, you are going to burn more calories. Let's say you're isolating the biceps and you're just using, you know, just training the biceps, you're not burning that much calorie. You're hitting that muscle hard. But if you're using multiple bigger muscles all at the same time, you're going to burn a lot more calories with those movements, and you're going to produce more anabolic hormones that are going to help you as well. So that's something else if you want to try. And that goes right into the point about the cardio. You know, if you start putting together these workouts instead, you can still be done in 45 minutes. What you could just do is grab like 6-7 exercises and you just do them straight through back to back. Then you take like a few minutes break at the end and then go through it again. I think you're going to burn a lot more fat that way. And the fact that you're doing resistance and you got weights, you know, you're still going to be like building that muscle. Actually bulking up, but that's not what you want to do. I think you want to drop in that fat and getting tight right now.
Right.
So exactly. Try some of that stuff. Definitely let us know how it goes. Yeah, we've run over an hour here. So, again, thank you, everybody, for your questions. We answered as many as we could. It's getting pretty late here. It's after 10 o'clock. Kids are sleeping. Wives are giving us dirty looks. Just kidding. But, yeah, thank you very much for your time. I know the Critical Bench fans are going to love this. If you haven't already, definitely go to suspensionrevolution.com. 191 different TRX exercises. If you're on the program now, we'd love to hear your results. Definitely send in those. Send in the before and after pictures. Got some different contests going on, so we're always looking to reward people and encourage people. If you're local, check out Dan's Kill Mode Training Company. That's at killmodetraining.com. If you're in the Tampa area, swing by Powerhouse. And Critical Bench, check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/criticalbench. And you can check out Dan's videos and my videos on the YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/criticalbench. All right? thanks for listening to our plugs. Thank you very much for allowing us to serve you. And thanks for your time, Dale.
Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it. Everyone out there, keep pushing and stay in kill mode.
Boom. Good night, everybody.
Night.